Hey everybody, this is Sam. This is the penultimate tour diary. You might have noticed that I've skipped a couple of days. We finished up Chicago, headed through South Dakota, stayed there for a couple of days, and then headed our way back. And if you look at the website, right now we're in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, but I don't think I'll be able to get this up until a little bit later tonight. So we missed a few days, but things got pretty busy, and busy in a good way, mostly. And then when we started going through the northwestern plain states and such, the internet got a bit spotty with my access point, so haven't really had a chance to update. But today is here, and things are different. So the Chicago show was actually really good. We talked a lot about the ethical culture, and it turns out one of our guests works with the Secular Party of America, which was formerly the National Atheist Party. But so we talked about that a little bit, too. We also met Kimberly from Black Nonbelievers of Chicago. Post-show was at a bar in a hotel, and in the hotel was like this Indian bazaar thing, and one of our audience members actually got this weird God-given tooth-cleaning device. Becky got a picture of it. We'll include it on the post. We also met Hemet from The Friendly Atheist, and we determined that no, in fact, as a full-time teacher and, well, basically full-time blogger, the man does not sleep during the school year. I think he saves that for the summer, except now he's planning things in the summer. Really nice guy. Glad to finally have met him. Been working together back and forth for years now. On the family side, it went as you would. I was actually a little bit disappointed. My family didn't actually know I was on tour, and nobody was available to see my show in Chicago, so a little bit disappointed there. However, Becky played darts for the first time, and actually landed a bullseye. Beat the pants off me and my brother, which was hilarious. And I discovered that one of my cousins is a horrible science fiction fan. I mean, actually, he's really into science fiction, not he's into horrible science fiction. And, you know, I've known this guy for most of my life, and, you know, 30-plus years, and I only discover now that he's into science fiction. Bit weird. And then we drove Chicago to Sioux Falls. That was a nighttime drive. Not a lot of signage there. Did see one neon Jesus is Lord sign on a radio tower. Got pictures of that. The other counts were still tabulating from our notes, so you'll have to get that. We'll do those on the next one. Oh yeah, Chicago had a billboard for Actors and Models for Christ, which was weird. And the less I think about that, I think the happier I am, so I'll move on. Sioux Falls was great. Sioux Falls, I guess there's in Sioux Falls there's a little bit more novelty to having a radio show from Tacoma in town, especially one about what we're about. So we got some coverage by the local news and a local paper. And we'll be doing a full-on post when we get home outlining some of that. Just fair warning. Brace yourselves on the TV one. People are misquoted. And the people in Sioux Falls were fantastic. I mean, they gave us a gift basket. It had beer and wine and sunflower seeds and jerky and post-it notes, which sounds kind of weird, but the idea was that it was all stuff made in Sioux Falls, or at least locally. Also met some other listeners of the show who are also homebrewers, and I look forward to talking with them some more, maybe having them come out this way. That'd be fun. And it was another good show, but I'll be honest with you, it was the 8th show of the tour, and I was feeling a little bit worn out, and I think it's going to show a little bit. So my pace was a little bit slower, not too much slower, but on the other hand, I think some of my answers were actually a little bit more real, so that could be interesting. After Sioux Falls, we have nothing left but driving. We drove from Sioux Falls to Billings, and then Billings to Coeur d'Alene, and then today, Coeur d'Alene to home. And I mean, it's up, drive, dinner, drive, sleep. Up, drive, dinner, drive, sleep. So, not a lot to talk about there, except in Wyoming, because when you're driving back, you sort of nick the corner of Wyoming. We hit into some really active electrical storms. They were fairly small storm cells as far as storm cells go, at least from my perspective. You know, I'm used to those enormous supercells that hit the Midwest. But it was incredibly active. A lot of lightning, pretty heavy rain here and there. So we actually pulled off the road and hit under an underpass in like the absolute middle of nowhere. In Wyoming, waiting for the storm to pass. I guess in that case was sort of a storm anti-chaser. It was kind of scary, but kind of interesting. Actually kind of fun. You know, tracking storms on the computers and listening to NOAA weather radio and all that. So, like I said, I don't think I'll get this one up until I'm in better internet, so I would expect Ellensburg. So I'll probably stop for a bite there before I head home. And then that will be it. That will be the tour. And it's been... I just realized that I've actually now been on the road. Actually, it was 2 days ago. I was on the road for a full month, which is not something I've done since I was a traveling engineer for a living. And I am really looking forward to getting home and seeing my cats and... honestly, playing some video games. There will be one more tour diary, which will be the Tour Diary of Thanks, where we're going to thank everybody who's helped out on the tour, everybody who gave us advice, everybody who put us up. Oh, by the way, I should say that Al put us up in Sioux Falls, and a lot of fun. I've said I don't like dogs on numerous occasions, but to be honest with you, when you've got dogs like Al's, it's not so bad. Anyway, yeah, like I said, next tour diary will be the Tour Diary of Thanks. And I think I'll have Becky with me on that one. And then this Sunday, actually, we're going to be a live episode because we're doing an episode about the SSA to sort of help them out. So I'll be back in the studio, which will be cool. And then a little bit of time off. I'll be honest, I'll be working on some big radio stuff, and I think you guys might be excited with what I come up with, but, yeah, a little bit of a break, kind of looking forward to it. Anyway, that's about it. I will talk to you guys later this week.